Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. Of course, PKL 6 Pro Kabaddi League Season 6 is on the horizon. But before the teams can play any matches, the auction had to take place to decide who is going to be in which team and which new stars are going where around India. And of course, In and Out Kabaddi, we've been catching up with all the goings on. Sahel, out in Mumbai, how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been non-stop in many ways. I think we're heading into a huge season of Pro Kabaddi. And in some sense, this is a reset auction. It was a chance for a lot of teams to just refresh themselves, to start completely fresh. And look, it's the first big auction since the start of Pro Kabaddi at its inception. So it was really exciting.
And of course, loads to digest. But the major news story was that the one crore marker was broken for the first time ever in the Pro Kabaddi League in an auction. And of course, it wasn't just broken once. It was broken multiple times over the 2 days of the auction.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fantastic to see. It was 1.51 crores went to the biggest buy, and that was Monu Goyat. And it was fantastic to see him make that massive number. Deepak Hooda went for 1.15. Rahul Chaudhary went for 1.29. You know, you've got Rishank Devadiga, who went for 1.11. And you also had Fazal Atrachali, the only defender in the whole mix, who went for exactly 1 crore. And he was the first one to ever hit that figure in the Pro Kabaddi, and definitely worth his weight in gold. So fantastic to see these guys, you know, just up their values, up their stakes a bit, and good to see the team spend a bit as well.
Now, Sahel, a crore, explain that to the global market. Of course, to you and I, who have spent a lot of time in India, we understand it's a unit of money. Obviously, one British pound is worth 90 rupees. So as obviously figures go up, the unit gets larger and larger, so they simplify it to a crore.
Yeah, absolutely. It's essentially a lot of money. I'm trying to go in the million. I think it's 10 million, basically. Essentially, 10 million makes a crore, and that's what they're getting now per season, 10 million rupees. So that's a lot of money for anyone, let alone a Kabaddi player. So, you know, it's we're moving into cricket territory in terms of the numbers, and it's a huge, huge move for the sport of Kabaddi, massive for the players. I mean, this is life-changing for a lot of them, life-changing for anyone by any standards. And look, it's money well spent, money well earned. And now it's time to turn these massive figures into results on the court.
Now, Sahel, you mentioned a number of players went for over a crore. Of those players, who is most worth a crore? Obviously, you've got Faisal, Rishank, Monu Goyat. Monu Goyat, how fantastic that he's finally a star in his own right and going for the big money. But who is most worth a crore?
Well, look, I don't think any of them are value for money. I think it's just massive amounts of money. But look, they're all also outstanding players. So I think each of them brings so much to the table, but we expected to hit that crore mark. We expected it from all of them. Nitin Tomar went for 1.15 as well to the Puneri Paltin and establishes himself in that new setup. But look, I think they're all value for money in the sense that the teams didn't have a choice. You know, they had to go for one big ticket raider, and this was the price that they had to pay. So the trouble is that what it did is the fact that therefore there's a lot of teams that aren't looking very balanced, and you've got a couple of superstars in the mix, but and then it just sort of tails off. So that's going to be the key, you know, to actually fill a side without superstars is also one of the other added bonuses. You know, if you've got the likes of you know, your sort of second tier raiders and then mix them up with some solid defense as well, that's the other option to go for. But balance is going to be the key over a 3 month long season.
Now, of course, to balance the books and to sort of make up for these huge, huge sums of money that are being spent on the star players, a number of teams, and Gujarat Fortune Giants are one of them, have been clever and have been buying up younger players coming through the Future Kabaddi Heroes program. Now, who can we really look out for who have been snapped up through that?
There's a few smart buys that have been going around the place, but I think no one's gone unnoticed. You know, I think a lot of people knew exactly who the new young players to watch out for would be, who the next rung of superstars would be. And there were massive bids as well for these next youngsters, because They're obviously known now across the board. One of the cheapest buys, of course, in the new young player draft was a lad called Naveen Kumar, who went to the Dabang Delhi squad because they had the first pick of the draft. So he's going to be a good one to watch in the Right Raiders. There's also massive bidding for three players, particularly Manjeet, who went to the Patna Pirates, a young Raider himself. And then you've got two youngsters who went both to U-Mumbai. Siddharth Desai, a left Raider, went for 36 lakh rupees. And remember, this is the base price that starts at about 6, I think, or 6.6. So, you know, massive difference, or 8, sorry, and goes up to 36 for him. Abhishek Singh is the big, big ticket Raider in the youngsters. He went for 42.8 lakhs. And, you know, that's pretty much 5 times his base price. So, really good buys, both of them going to U-Mumbai. But Manjeet was the other one going to the Patna Pirates. So, look, some really big ticket youngsters. And then you've got the ones that continue over from the previous season. Guys like Sachin and Sunil Kumar, who continue with the Gujarat Fortune Giants. So, lots of youngsters to watch out for coming into this new season as well.
And the money we're talking about, I just picked up on the figure there, 42 lakh, which is an awful lot of money for a youngster, and to have that sort of thrown at them. How will it affect them with regards pressure?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's, as you said, life-changing amounts, as we've talked about earlier. It's around 45,000, 46,000 pounds, you know, and that's the worth you're getting for, you know, for 2 months of your time. So look, it's not small amounts of money, or 3 months rather, of your time. And it's not small amounts of money by any standard. And for these guys, it's also their first look at the big platform, this first emergence into the spotlight. So the big question is, how are they going to perform, you know, and how are they going to take that big step from playing the domestic circuit into the big stage? And, you know, the best of the best will be on display. And it's an opportunity for them, but also plenty of pressure to try and break through.
Of course, we've spoken about youth, and youth will play a massive part in the next league season. But also, there have been teams really trying to create experienced pairings on sort of knowledge of how old players are played. Mogsodlu and Faisal, we've spoken about the Iranian flavour at Mumbai. But also, of course, the Tamil Tulivas, they've got their mixture of youth in there. AJ Taka, though, of course, huge amount of experience as their retained player. Plus then Jasveer Singh and Manjeet Chilla from my beloved JPP. That adds so much knowledge into their ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've got Ajay Thakur, Amit Hooda, Manjeet Chilla and Jasveer Singh. You know, so that's 4 really experienced campaigners in the mix. But and they got Manjeet Chilla at an absolute steal at 20 lakhs. I think some of us expected it for 20 lakh rupees. I mean, absolute steal. But look, Dan, I think we have to understand also that a lot of these guys are in the twilight of their career. You know, Manjeet Chilla rather has a point to prove, yes, but the reason he went for that cheap is perhaps not what he does on the court, but it's more the attitude of being able to fit in with a squad and having that environment come through, which perhaps hasn't gone his way in teams gone by. So that news has obviously come across to most of the squads who didn't want him this season. But the Tamil Tulivas picked him up at base price, you know, pretty much, and got him at 20 lakhs. You've also got Jasveer Singh, again, someone who's not really at his peak. He's sort of towards the end of his career. So Ajay Thakur, again, it's going to be a big test for him to lead these men, because these are men who are not going to be keep quiet with their opinions. So that's the only thing for the Tamil Tulivas. They've got a really good setup, but how can they manage the egos? How can they manage these superstars within the setup and have them play alongside the youngsters like Darshan, like Surjeet, Atul? You know, these are youngsters who are coming through for the first time. Sukesh Hegde is in the mix, but, you know, he's not had the best time in the setup either. So it's an interesting mix for Tamil Tulivas. You know, and I think where they come through is going to be having that experience, but actually using it and giving that platform to the youngsters to perform.
Well, crikey, Sahel, we know nothing about managing egos at In and Out Kabaddi, of course, do we?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Humility at its core.
Well, one thing that was really quite obvious, Sahel, from a overseas point of view, was that at times in this auction, the overseas players actually really struggled to sell. David Mossambai, he went to JPP. That was good. Dong Juhong went to the Bulls. And, of course, Bengal Warriors, well, they were always going to buy back Jankun Lee, weren't they? But he did go for less than he normally does. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I think they're very picky about where they want to go with the international players. There are a couple of ones that were brilliant And they've been rewarded as well. Ziaur Rahman, the Bangladeshi, went for 33.2 lakhs to Bengal Warriors. So he joins Jankun Lee there. But you've also got, you know, opportunities for the likes of Patrick Muvia, another Kenyan who's a part of the Haryana Steelers this time around. So there is more flair, more flavor coming through. Suleiman Kabir has joined the UP Yodhas. So too Songryol Kim from Korea. You've also got, you know, guys like Chang Sing Park. Tad Yeokyeom has made a return to the Patna Pirates. Yung Chang Ko, also from the South Korean side, joins the Jaipur Pink Panthers. So, look, there is a lot of flavor coming through from across the globe, which is great to see. But understand also the Iranians are going for big ticket prices. Abuzar Megani went for 76 lakh rupees to the Telugu Titans. Mohsin Maksudlu was retained by the Telugu Titans. Farhad Milagardhan was bought back. So, obviously, the value of the Iranian players has remained, has gone up at times. With guys like Fazal and Abuzar Megani, and we're definitely seeing why. And I think with the Kabaddi Masters just around the corner, we'll see an Iranian onslaught come up as well.
It's nice to see as well with the Iranians having finished second at the last World Cup and, of course, potential World Cup next year, that kind of they're maintaining their form and that's being recognised.
Yeah, absolutely. And with good reason. They're absolutely fit as anything, and it's unbelievable how physically fit these guys are. And look, it's a sport where you're packing in so much intensity within 40 minutes, and you need to be at your prime to be tested, and they certainly are.
Now, we are occasionally slightly critical about how Dabang Delhi are slightly over-reliant on Miraj Sheikh. The auction went quite well for them. Do you think they've managed to strengthen and take some pressure off him?
Yeah, I think they've actually done pretty well at the auction. I think what they've done quite nicely is firmed up their defence. They've got the likes of Vishal Mane. They've got Ravindra Pahal in the mix as well. If he can just keep his head in check, that'll be great. Viraj Vishnu Lange is there for the left cover. So they've got a good left cover, right cover combination with Viraj and Vishal. And then they've got Joginder Narwal experience on the left corner. So they've firmed up their defensive unit. They've also got Chandran Ranjit, who was a fabulous left trader from last time around. They've got Rajesh Narwal, who's an all-rounder. Shabir Bapu comes into the mix, and I don't see him being massively effective as a raider, perhaps, but he brings that leadership quality to Dabang Delhi, and hopefully they'll actually give him the leadership and say, look, even if you're not in the starting seven, you lead the side and let Miraj play with that freedom. And, you know, they look like a decent side if they can just get their act together.
And, of course, Vishal Mani is one of those players who is literally, he's pretty much as wide as he is high. He looks like a rock, isn't he?
No, he's an absolute rock on court. And look, so they look quite nice, the Dabang Delhi squad. I think the Jaipur Pink Panthers for me, and you'll be thrilled about this, Dan, look like the most balanced squad in this entire auction. And they've come away with a stellar auction setup.
Well, I'm off to play rugby later and I'm putting my JPP top on, you know, wearing it.
Good man. Yeah, they look really solid because they've kept Nitin Rawal from last season. They've, they've kept a right corner in Santha Panaselvam, but what they've added is some serious strength. They've added Deepak Hooda and Mohit Chiller together, who are two big Indian tickets. But then they've actually added Sandeep Dhul on the left corner. So that's a huge buy for them. Even though they had Nitin Rawal, I didn't quite understand why they spent so much on Sandeep Dhul. But maybe they'll play Nitin Rawal, therefore, more as a raider and have Sandeep Dhul and Mohit Chiller as a combination in the left and right corners, which is massive. But the big news, obviously, is the fact that Anoop Kumar has moved for the first time from Umumba to the Jaipur Pink Panthers, arguably their biggest rivals, and he'll probably lead the team in there as well. So that is massive for them.
And of course, Patna, the champions, did they bother buying anyone else at the auction, or is Pardeep Nawal just too good and enough to take on seven men on court and be substitutes as well?
Well, they pretty much just need him, don't they? But look, what they do every single auction is they're the money ballers. They're the smart picks who know the services players really well. The men from the services play kabaddi right through the year together. They're really, really fit and they stay at their prime through the year. They're forced to, given the nature of their job. And therefore, what they do is always find an eye for the services men. And we never, therefore, know enough about them. But they've got the likes of Vikas Kale, who's a really good right cover. He's in the Maharashtrian side at the moment. What they've done to their rating is, obviously, they've lost Monu Goyat, who went for 1.51 crores, unaffordable to them. But they've got Deepak Narwal, who actually won them the title on his raid a few seasons ago. So it'll be Pardeep Narwal and Deepak Narwal, the combination this time around as raiders. He may not have the consistency of Monu Goyat, but he'll be a good man to have in the do or die raids. They've also gone with young Manjeet, who I said earlier is one of the young stars to watch out for. And then they've got their corners from last season. They've got Jaydeep and Jawahar, Manish, the cover, and also Vijay, the all-rounder. So they're relying on just not so much superstardom apart from just Pradeep Narwal, but a team that just plays together as a unit. That's what they constantly do season after season.
And of course, whatever happens, it will be intriguing to see how Pardeep Narwal reinvents himself, as he seems to do every season, because, you know, he always seems to slightly carry that team.
What's interesting is actually how he's going to play without Monu Goyet.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people don't seem to understand the fact that Monu Goyet actually enabled him to play the way he did. Because every time Pradeep took a risk and was off court and out, Monu Goyet came straight in and revived him. Now, without that factor coming in, can Pradeep afford to take the same risks?
Mm.
Can he look for the same three-point raids? Or does he look to now go for the single-point raid? So, you know, that's going to be interesting to watch. What does Pardeep Narwal now bring to the table?
Yeah, note that one. Has Pardeep lost his get-out-of-jail-free card? Well, only Pro Kabaddi League Season 6 will tell us. You mentioned balance. Who do you feel has actually balanced their squad the best?
Well, I think Jaipur Pink Panthers, for me, looked the most balanced. Patna looked pretty good as well. Now, Mumbai also look quite good. At the end of day one of the auction, they looked miserable. They looked terrible. Because they, you know, apart from Fazal Atachali and where the auction started superbly, they actually lost the plot a little bit. They didn't buy Srikant Jadhav. And I think they had the final bid match card on day two. They sort of turned things around superbly. They've firmed up their defense incredibly because they got Fazal, Hadi Tajik, who's actually now pipped Abozar in the Iranian ranks. So he becomes the right corner. Dharmra Cherlathan, Rajguru, Rohit Rana, Adinath Gavli. And they've really firmed up such an experienced defensive unit. And they've added complete youth in their raiding ranks. So suddenly they look like a pretty balanced squad. And they've got depth. So suddenly you look at them and you think, ah, that could be the dark horse coming into this season. They've not got the big names, but they've played it smart. They did what the Gujarat Fortune Giants did last season. Youth in the raiding, experience in the defense. And that's worked really nicely in seasons gone by.
Yeah, I think you're 100% bang on there. Personally, despite my allegiances to Jaipur Pink Panthers, or alleged allegiances, we should say, I must admit, I think Umumba just got it as close to right as anyone, really, with Faisal and then adding around him. They have got quite a lot to make up for, though. Really quite a poor season last year.
Yeah, I think what they look to is turn to the future. I think, look, by not picking Anup Kumar, by not retaining him, by allowing him to go away and feel the wrath of a lot of fans, what they've sent is a strong message to say, look, we are looking to the future. This is a fresh auction. We're hitting the reset button and we want to invest in youth, which, look, is commendable as well, I think, on many levels. But you look across the board and I think there's a couple of disappointments as well. The Bengaluru Bulls, for me, are a big disappointment and I think they're the least balanced of the lot. They just didn't quite get much going in their auction. Rohit Kumar is in the squad, obviously retained. But apart from that, they've got a couple of good cover defenders in Ashish Sangwan and Mahinder. But apart from that, I think they're really lacking in many respects. And they've got a very, very young squad. Again, Rohit Kumar is going to have to play out of his skin. And I don't see the support that he's going to get in that lineup. Same with the Bengal Warriors. They've got a couple of stars in the mix. But they've gone back to guys like Srikant Teotia, who was absolutely appalling last season. So, you know, hopefully they see something in him that's different to the rest. And they don't really have that depth. And that's what's missing from a lot of the teams. Puneri Paltan look pretty good, though. And they've got Nitin Tomar added to the squad. They've got, you know, the likes of Girish Arnak, Sandeep Narwal and Rajesh Mondal, who are retained, and Monu and Rinku. So they're looking quite strong. So I'd put them towards the top half of the bunch as well.
Losing Nitin Tomar for UP Oders, is it a bigger loss for UP or a bigger gain for Puneri Paltan? Which way round do you see it?
No, I think it's UP of what they've done by losing him. Thankfully, what they did actually was pick up Srikant Jadhav, which Mumbai didn't take at 37 lakhs. It was, I think, a good buy. And then they've actually added Prashant Rai at 79 lakh rupees. So they firmed up the left raiders. They've got two left raiders, two quality left raiders. And perhaps UP Yodhas actually have the best raiding trio in the entire league, which Srikant Jadhav, Rishank and Prashant Rai.
Yes, the raiding unit, they do look rather decent, it has to be said. Now, this week, with this just being a auction special, we're not going to do an in and out of as we normally would on In and Out Kabaddi. Instead, Sahel, what I want this week is overall, I want your top buy, and then from the future players, from the young players, from the youngsters, I want your best buy as well. So top buy and young best buy also.
Buy at the top for me, Rishank Devadiga at 1.11, I think is a phenomenal buy, retained by the UP Yodhas. They used the final bit match. A couple of good buys, Fazal Atachali at 1 crore in the defense, has to be a notable mention. And another good buy, I think, was, of course, that man, Prashant Rai at 79 lakhs. Expect big things from him this season. But when you look at the young buys, I think there's, as I said earlier, three smart ones. The two for Yumumba, Siddharth Desai and Abhishek Singh. And I think Anup Kumar was a steal at 30 lakhs for the Jaipur Pink Panthers. But also Manjeet for the Patna Pirates is one big youngster to look out for.
It is going to be the most phenomenal season. It all kicks off, of course, in October. October the 19th, I believe, Sahel. Is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Oh, I do my research, don't I?
Certainly do.
During the course of the season, you can, of course, keep in touch with us. You can listen to the podcast. We'll have all the goings-on from the Pro Kabaddi League Season 6, all the normal shenanigans that you expect from In and Out Kabaddi. And, of course, follow us on Audio Boom or iTunes, and of course on Twitter at In and Out Kabaddi. Finally, Sahel, we're over 1,000 followers.
Hey, yeah, it's going to be a hectic season, and we'll have plenty of updates, plenty of reviews, previews, and everything else coming our way. So should be a nice long season where we're actually going to be active, and I can assure you that
we will be back very, very soon. Sahel, as ever, great to talk and speak to you very soon.
You too. Take it easy, guys.